Gatorade, but I prefer the blue. But I think for this game, the players, they need to hydrate more than I do. And orange is the Bengals' color. So just a gut. We talked about the length of the national anthem, and 95 seconds is the over or the under. Now, the longest was Alicia Keys, 2 minutes and 36 seconds. That's a whole minute over the average. And Billy Joel was the shortest, just 5 seconds under the 95 seconds at 90. So I would tend to believe that Mickey Guyton, she's a country singer, a Grammy nominated. She is an African-American country black woman, which is not something that you see a lot. But, you know, with all the background noise and all the pomp and circumstance, I would say over. Wouldn't you, Kevin?
I would. I think, I don't know. These things always scare me, and that's why I don't do a lot of betting on football, because there's so many things that can happen that can change the course of a game, a defensive turnover, things like that, and all of a sudden you see a game change, just turn around. What are some of the other really good prop bets that we have out there?
Well, there were three Bengals players props that jumped out at me. That's Joe Mixon, the running back for the Bengals, over 25.5 yards receiving. That's not rushing yards. They've got him at 62.5 on that. I'm kind of wavering on that so far, but I think that Burrow is going to go back and probably pass, who knows, maybe 40 times in this game. So I like that one. I like Money McPherson, the rookie kicker who has come in. He's won 5 games in overtime or in the fourth quarter at the end of the regulation time to win games for the Bengals this year. They've got him at 1.5 field goals. I would think that would be an over. He's got 12 in the postseason, which he only needs 2 to tie the all-time record in a postseason, which is Adam Vinatieri. And, of course, you remember him with the Patriots for all those years.
So, I'm just curious, though, of the prop bets that you've seen, other than the Gatorade one, what is the most bizarre prop bet that you've seen so far?
Well, there's always the bizarre ones where they start tying in basketball game scores with the score of the football game. They'll mix in the output of an individual player. How many goals will Marc-Andre Fleury give up in the NHL game? And then they attach that to another. So there's some real exotic different bets that you can parlay, and you put a little bit down, and who knows, you might get 10-1 odds on something like that.
And you're going to bet on some of these, right?
I definitely am. I think, depending on what your budget is and how much fun you want to have with it, I have put aside at least $100 that I'm going to be doing on this. You don't have to put that much up. If you want to put, you know, $10 on this, $10 on that, and call it a day, that's always fun too. But if you want value, here's another one that I think might be good value, is the first to score a touchdown in Super Bowl 56. They've got Cooper Kupp of the wide receiver for the Rams at +500. So that's 5-1 odds.
Wow.
So think about that. You put $20 down, if he's the first one to score a touchdown, you cash $100. So it's not bad. It's a lot of fun. If I were to bet on those, I would either take Cooper Kupp at +500 or T. Higgins, the number 2 wide receiver for the Bengals, at +1,000. That is 10-1 odds.
That's amazing.
That's good value.
I would say that's a way to get rich quick,
yeah.
And I like that. Coming up on the program, Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He's also the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He's a U.S. Air Force major, retired, and Bronze Star recipient, and an all-around good guy, good family man. Sam Peters will join us. He's running in CD4. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 131, as we check out our conditions on area freeways right now, remember we still have that construction project going on in the northwest, Interstate 15 northbound at Tropical Parkway. That road closes tonight at 6 p.m., and won't reopen until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. That nightly construction will continue all the way through February 18th. So keep that in mind. Also, those lane restrictions going to hold you back a little bit as you try to squeeze through those two lanes which are available on Interstate 515. That's both east and westbound between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through that area as well.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball, nice win yesterday as they avenge a loss from earlier in the year. They knock off Air Force at home 78-44. They are led by Bryce Hamilton. He has a game-high 24 points. Royce Ham Jr., his sixth double-double of the year with 12 points and 16 rebounds. They get back at it on Friday when they match up against Boise State. Other Mountain West basketball yesterday, Wyoming over Utah State, 78-76 in overtime. Colorado State wins in Reno over Nevada, 82-72. One Mountain West game tonight, San Diego State at San Jose State. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
At CDW, we get mobile device management is a real juggling act.
Yep, and I don't just juggle phones. I can do bowling pins, plates, you name it.
Oops, maybe you should consider Android Enterprise Essentials, a solution made by Google and orchestrated by CDW. With affordable automatic security and remote activation, you won't have to risk dropping the ball.
I think I'll hold off on the chainsaws.
Smart. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/android.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Always fun to have Sam Peters on. Sam Peters, for those of you that don't know, is a Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He is also the owner of Peters Family Insurance, U.S. Air Force retired, and a Bronze Star recipient. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful guy. Always good to have him on. Sam Peters, how you been, my friend?
I am so good, Kevin Wall. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate coming on every time. How have you been?
I have been absolutely wonderful, and I know you're working tirelessly all across CD4, which is a large, large district. Can you just very quickly, for those that don't know what you're up against here, how big this thing is, this CD4 is, and where it stretches?
Sure, absolutely. So the northern third or so of Clark County, north of Sahara, Boulevard on the going towards the east from Rainbow to the east of above Sahara, and it goes all through Clark County, North Las Vegas, up through Mesquite, all of Lincoln County, and then if you sweep back to the west, all of Nye County, Esmeralda, Mineral County, a little bit of Lyon County up towards the Yerington area. And then, believe it or not, we picked up a little bit of Churchill County during the redistricting. I don't think there's any, we haven't been able to find any actual residents in that area of Churchill County, but they drew the line across the corner of it, so part of the county's mine. Or district, anyway.
There you go. Again, Sam Peters joining us, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. One of the things, the last couple of times you've been on, you've disappointed a lot of our listeners by not having an insurance pop quiz, which was always mind-numbing, really good stuff, and you had to really think about it. So I asked Sam if he would bring a constitutional pop quiz, and were you able to do it?
Well, I don't aim to disappoint anybody. So, and I hopefully it wasn't that mind numbing, but I understand completely. It was insurance, but we're talking about politics now. We're talking about constitutional offices in Congressional District 4, which is what I'm running for. So, why not a constitutional pop quiz? Are you ready, Kevin?
Okay, try me.
All right, which article of the Constitution or amendment, your choice of the Constitution, does it say that we are a constitutional republic?
I don't know this for a fact, but I would think it would be towards the beginning, and I would say Article 1.
Oh, very close, very close. You are correct. It's towards the beginning. It's actually Article 4. Article 4, Section 4, and this is an important one. I started out the political pop quizzes with this on purpose because it leads into a couple more things than just guarantee it and giving us a constitutional republic. So I'm gonna quickly read it. The United States shall guarantee every state in this union a republican form of government. And here's the piece that's important that we don't pay enough attention to as of late, certainly not under this administration, and shall protect each of the states against invasion. Very important there. And this clause is known as the guarantee clause. Again, it's part of the Constitution that the United States, and this is the federal government, shall protect each of the states against invasion. So if there is ever an impeachable offense for a president that is ignoring an invasion that is occurring at our southern border, here's a good start.
Yeah, and that I had no idea. And it's horrible. I should know, but I thought it was towards the front, but I didn't know how far in the front. Hey, one of the other things that you are bringing to the table today, which is something we normally don't do, and that is you brought your very own world premiere audio of a new radio commercial that you're going to be running district-wide, explain the ad and what you're trying to get across.
Yeah, so we're in a spot right now, and I wanted to make sure that I brought this radio ad to you and your listeners today, so we could talk through it and I could give it to you as an exclusive launch. Your radio program is going to be the one it's on first, and it's as we listen to it, you will note that I realize, and I think a lot of people realize, that there is a fight in front of us to take this country back and to remind Joe Biden and the administration and the progressive Democrats, the far left liberals, that enough is enough. And, you know, all of these policies and the nonsense that they are taking and the direction they are taking this country, it needs to stop. It is not what our country was built on. It is not what our country is about. And it's certainly not something that our country will endure for the long term. So,
Okay.
That's the premise of it.
Okay, so let's let everybody hear this. This is a wonderful Radio World Premiere audio of a new ad being put out there by Sam Peters. Here it is.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Let's go, Brandon. I love that. I love the
there
ad. I love
Thank you, Mike.
I love the ad. No, you packed a lot in what, 30 seconds?
30 seconds, and there's a lot in there. And, you know, one of the struggles I had in writing a 30-second ad was just that. How do we get it all in? Because there's so much that the policies of these Democrats trying to destroy our country, there's so much there that we need to fight back. And listing a few of them was really the only way to get it all out there. And then, you know, getting that line in at the end there, let's go, Brandon, it has to be said.
I think that's absolutely amazing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. And by the way, is this going to be on your radio mix here on the station?
It'll be on the radio mix, and actually, if people want to hear it again, they can go right out to my website right now. It's already posted.
Oh, there you go. And your website is?
Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. SamPeters4Congress.com.
More with a guy that I always have fun with on the radio. I always have fun with him. He is Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress. Congress.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number NB4265, NMLS64. 4367.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job or will the IRS seize your home. There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Early in his presidency, Donald Trump told the nations of NATO, America first. Uncle Sam is tired of spending more for your defense than you spend on your defense. They all got mad, and our lamestream media attacked him for destroying NATO. But the NATO nations got the message and began to increase their defense spending. They are still not where they should be, but with the Russian bear growling with hunger, they are now much better prepared to deal with the bear than they were before Trump. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? Putin has a valid point. Negotiating from a position of power with a unified voice is far better than divided and weak. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Sam Peters joining us, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. And, of course, the big news of the day, media reports, including the Nevada Independent. Sources tell them that Steve Sisolak tomorrow at a 10 a.m. news conference will lift the Nevada mask mandate amid, decreasing COVID spread. In fact, this is happening all over the country where the numbers are coming down. Sam, this is long overdue. This thing came into being back on July 30th, I believe, is the date when he imposed this mask mandate on all of us. The schools are another matter. We'll talk about that in a second. But is it finally time to unmask Nevada?
It's long overdue, Kevin. Long overdue from their political standpoint. We're coming up on election time, so you know they got to do what they got to do to try and save themselves in this these midterms. And it's it's going to be too little, too late because the Republicans and the people that have been living under this this regime for 2 years, they don't forget that quickly. It's long overdue in the schools as well. The schools should have never been there, in my opinion, to begin with. Certainly for the kids who are generally very much low risk, it shouldn't have been in that case anyway. So long overdue for sure.
As a really brave veteran, you must have some thoughts on what's going on with the mask mandate in our military. There are military members being removed from the service for not being vaccinated, things like that. Can you talk a little bit about where we are on that? Is it possible that we're going to be able to reinstate some of these discharged members of the military?
Yeah, I hope that is the case. So a couple things, just to be very clear, I am anti-mask, no question, for this virus and the way this was handled. Vaccines, I am not an anti-vax person. I am a individual, personal liberty, personal choice person, and I've said for a long, long time, if this vaccine is something that you as an individual want to receive, then go nuts. It's all you. Personally, it's not something I am going to get. And, you know, everybody else has their own opinions on that. As a legislator, I would never mandate something like this, either the mask or the vaccine. Now, excuse me, in regards to the military members, so I was a readiness officer for a time in my military career, which means that it was my responsibility to make sure people going out the door to fight the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and those type of places, they were ready medically, personnel, you know, paperwork-wise, and we got them out the door on time and got them to the right places and all of those things. And I can tell you, this particular vaccine mandate has done more to injure our readiness posture than any of the other vaccines that we've got as military members. And trust me, I had plenty from anthrax to, you know, there was smallpox vaccines, all these others along the way that the general population doesn't get. But this particular vaccine, and we're seeing now there's stories breaking today, you know, from a Gateway pundit, for as an example, that military hospital visits has jumped, you know, from, you know, 2 million a year to 21 million a year.
Wow.
Through the Department of Defense. So, yeah, just an incredible, incredible increase in hospital visits. And, you know, when we have, you know, people stepping up to defend their country, and then forced to take these type of experimental, and again, most of these people, 20 something to 40 something years old, the majority of them, very healthy people, exercise regularly, again, not very, not much in the risk category.
Yeah.
And to be forced to take these vaccines is just incredible. And, to the question you asked, we think that they'll be, you know, asked or able to go back in the service. You know what? I sure hope so, because from a morale standpoint, a recruiting standpoint, and definitely a readiness standpoint, America needs them.
Okay, I've got 45 seconds. You've got events, campaign events coming up Friday, next Friday. You got teletown halls. Give us a quick rundown, and I got to have it in about 45 seconds.
You know, I'll be quick. Friday at the Hideaway, Las Vegas Bar and Grill on Tom Boulevard, 4 to 6 p.m. this Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., the Hideaway, Las Vegas, on Tom Boulevard. We're having a meet and greet. We'll do the same thing at a different location the next Friday. That's on my website. On March 1st, we're doing a teletown hall. That's developing. That'll be on my website as well. So this Friday, next Friday, and then on the 1st of March, events coming up. Check out my website, sampetersforcongress.com, the events tab. It'll all be right there. And I'm looking forward to just being on the campaign trail, meeting people, talking to people about what we're going to do for them and how we're going to represent them. And I look forward to meeting the people of the 4th Congressional District.
Hey, Sam, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I hate to run, but we're running up against the news. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
All the best.
There you go. Sam Peters joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
With
inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket.